Hey there, my name is John Brooks, and I am the co-founder at High Existence and the creator of Anxiety Rewired. I want to talk to you today in this podcast about my experience with anxiety and about the epic course that I've created to help people overcome their anxiety and embark on a path of emotional mastery. I want to start by just saying that anxiety was originally designed evolutionarily to keep us safe, to protect us, to help us stay in good standing with the group. I like to think of anxiety like an alarm system. When it works, it aids our survival. But like all alarm systems, it can become damaged. And when the wires get crossed, glitches get into the system. Sometimes negative experiences and trauma and bad habits can program this alarm to make it hyperactive. Think of a guard dog barking at the wind. It often causes a constant perception of threat without any real danger. And the way that most of us relate to a guard dog that isn't properly trained is by berating it or punishing it, rather than trying to simply retrain the dog to do its job properly. Going back in time, when I was about 18 years old, I was held hostage at knife point in a moving car. In this situation, it was necessary and helpful for my body to get into a state of panic quickly so I could get out of the situation alive, and that's exactly what happened. But the memory of that experience remained in my nervous system. I didn't process it properly. And soon after, anxiety became a major factor in my life. And even months later, in safe situations, like hanging out with friends, it would perceive a similar threat and throw me into a panic attack or extreme states of hypervigilance where I would just avoid things all the time. And anxiety has a tendency sometimes to snowball. So I also started suffering with social anxiety and fear of confrontation and hypochondria. And slowly my life started to unravel as anxiety became this new baseline way of being. Now, this is a traumatic event, you know, being held hostage at knife point. And some of us have had experiences like that, or more intense than that, or less intense than that. We've all experienced trauma in our life. We've all picked up different examples of being trapped or being in a state of high adrenaline or panic. Okay, this is a very normal thing for human beings to experience. You know, the existentialists thought that to be traumatized is just part of life. That's accepted. The tricky part is, how do we process the trauma? How do we learn to emotionally navigate it so that it doesn't stick in our nervous system and keep us stuck, but actually just helps us learn? And that's the whole point of experiencing trauma. It helps us learn so that we don't make the same mistake again. So we've all experienced different types of situations where our alarm can become overactive, you know, fear-inducing situations. And earlier in life, you know, if you've ever looked at a young child, they are, in some sense, deeply dependent on their caregivers, and they know this. So even though they might play up or be naughty at times or be, you know, very carefree, a deep part of them knows that if they get abandoned, they won't survive. And so when a parent gets angry at us, you know, when we do something they don't like, or they don't give us the approval that we want, or a teacher threatens us if we don't act properly, or a bully friend repeatedly makes our lives miserable and mocks us, you know, making us deep down think that we could get exiled from a group. This really hurts our nervous systems and, you know, shocks us and breaks our heart deep inside. Now, as an adult looking back, you think, oh, it wasn't that bad, but it doesn't matter what you think now. It's how you experienced it at the time that really counts. And often in these situations, the only way out is to please people, because they are our main sources of safety and belonging. We do what we can to fit in because we are social creatures all the way down in our DNA. And as I just mentioned, in the past, getting exiled from a tribe could mean certain death. So slowly, these difficult encounters related to abandonment, punishment, or disapproval, they wear on us and they steal our childlike curiosity, our joy, our courage, our bravery. And anxious patterns form and they become a way of life. The faulty alarm system, you could say, cripples our engagement with ourselves and the world. And what makes this even worse is that when we actually try to heal it, you know, we've grown up a little bit and we recognize that there's something that we want to work on, namely our anxiety, our fear, our panic. Society doesn't help us because it reinforces these dysfunctional relationships to this emotion. So we believe that there's something wrong with us, so we need to get rid of it. And this inspires us to hide this emotion and actually makes us more prone to anxious episodes in social situations because we feel like we can't speak up. Society tells us to just manage our symptoms, you know, just like stuff it down, stay calm, take pills, avoid situations that trigger you. And this leads to the world shrinking around you and kind of justifies your fears, because if you're avoiding things, surely that must mean that you're right. The thing is actually scary and terrifying. In the end, we create this kind of internal war that makes us chronically shut down to eliminate a part of ourselves. And this repressed part that we've been trying to make quieter actually screams louder for our attention, and the anxiety justifies itself. With all of these things combined, we start to foster this kind of anxious identity, like I am anxious, I have anxiety. And you feel like without your anxiety, you wouldn't be as useful, and you need to feel anxious to live the life you want. So it becomes part of who you are. And now it's actually anxiety inducing to even think about letting go of your anxiety, right? Because you form this identity around it. So you feel stuck. You have this dysfunctional relationship and you're in a vicious toxic cycle. And this is quite common. You know, anxiety is at an all-time high. Approximately 30% of the adult population in the US have an anxiety disorder. If Western interventions were working tirelessly to create more mentally healthy societies and communities, great. But it doesn't seem to be the case. So there's no surprise that more than half of Americans are self-medicating with mood-altering drugs to get temporary relief and to manage the symptoms. So when I was experiencing anxiety and really struggling, I was looking for an alternative. I did not want to self-medicate. I did not want to just manage the symptoms. I wanted to really get to the root of it and to overcome it, you know, to reset my brain and go back to that childlike way of being. So the alternative is anxiety rewired. That's why it's called that. It's not anxiety extinction. It's about rewiring a broken alarm. And when you do this, you don't see yourself as broken or unworthy. You don't run away from the things that make us anxious. We don't feel resentful and bitter toward this part of ourselves. It allows us to actually use the genius that is innate to anxiety, the fact that it's kept us alive, the fact that it's this wonderful emotion that guides us, and just rewires it and fixes it to work as it should, to work as nature wanted it to. My method places our healing process in the context of a meaningful and sacred pursuit in which you discover courage. You don't force it. So my approach to overcoming anxiety is embedded in a larger path, a path of emotional mastery. I'm not interested in just not feeling anxious. I was interested in not feeling anxious and also feeling confident, feeling like I could flourish anywhere, regardless of who I was with, what I was doing, and I could just feel at ease. So I see anxiety and the path to overcoming it as a doorway into a profound journey of self-actualization. Anxiety is an emotion that notifies you when you have a true threat in the present moment and points you to center when you fall off. I want to teach you the tools to regulate your nervous system when it's hyperactive so you can regain your vital energy. My goal for you is to reprogram your anxiety alarm with a new code that is life affirmative, that promotes your joy and prioritizes your life experience. It's been over 10 years since my journey of wrestling with anxiety and panic attacks, and my life has changed considerably since then. So I've done things that I once couldn't have dreamt of, you know, traveling the world as a digital nomad, Thailand, Costa Rica, Amsterdam, Prague. Friendships are abundant all over the world, and I feel completely confident that I can make new friends wherever I go. This is huge, you know, just that security of, oh, I can build a social circle. That's fine. It's like not rocket science, but it was rocket science before when my emotions were making me feel stuck. I've delivered workshops to thousands of people, both in person and online, interviewed some of my greatest role models, my favorite authors. Again, this was unthinkable when my emotions were holding me back. I enter Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competitions and train regularly, facing my fears of confrontation and actually feeling completely at home when doing so. And I've shared my creative work to millions of readers and built a career that allows me to work on my own schedule. And I know a lot of people listening to this want to do that, but their emotions are holding them stuck. So this is not about bragging. This is about, yes, you can actually do these things. And it's not necessarily about, oh, you know, what is the specific system A to B to achieve these things. It's more of an internal system. If your emotions are aligned, now you are free to actually follow the system. But how often have you been motivated to do something and then you just fall off? Or you have this big creative vision and then you just stay stuck and you don't make any progress on it. It's an emotional thing. When we can manage our emotions, we're much more likely to follow the process. So I've created a page and there's a lot more information on the page. You can visit anxietyrewired.com. And this program is super close to my heart. It's the program that I wish that I had. I've put a ton of work into making this the best that I possibly can. I've been researching and teaching Stoic philosophy and Buddhism for many years. And all of these things, including cognitive behavioral therapy, trauma healing interventions, neurobiology, all of this is embedded within the course. My belief is that to overcome anxiety, you have to attack it from multiple angles. And that's what I try to do in this course. The course has standalone core content, tons of videos, tons of meditations, tons of research-proven psychological writing exercises. But there's also a live component, so you'll get to hang out with me, interact with me, and work on these things alongside me if you choose. I know that if you're listening to this, you may have some trepidation, you know, some anxiety might be coming up. I don't know if it's the right move, you know, what if it's the wrong move, and all these thoughts come into your head. So there's a 30-day risk-free money-back guarantee. If you find that a week into the program doesn't work for you, then just fine, like literally no problem. You can just have your money back and try something else. So to summarize, if you are someone who has social anxiety, if you're someone who has really big dreams, but you just feel for whatever reason you can't make the moves to get there, something is blocking you. There's really nothing to lose by visiting the page Anxiety Rewired, checking out what's included, and seeing if it's a good fit for you. So I encourage you to do that. And if it is a good fit for you, I really hope to see you and interact with you inside the course classroom. You'll find the link in the show notes to this episode. Thank you for listening this far, and I'll speak with you soon.